Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
The children of Israel were led out of captivity and slavery. They saw incredible miracles from God. They saw the Red Sea was parted. The Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light. They were fed by manna from heaven, but despite seeing God's strong hand, the children of Israel rebelled, murmured, and complained against God. And so Paul in the New Testament warns us in Hebrews 3, verse 15 to 17, as has just been said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion. Who were they who heard and rebelled? Were they not all those Moses led out of Egypt? And with whom was he angry for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies perished in the wilderness? The warning here is that we should not harden our hearts. Don't be cold and insensitive to the voice of God. In the midst of all the chaos and confusion of this world, the voice of God is still calling out to us. The Spirit of the Lord is knocking on our hearts. A hardened heart means that someone is blind. It means insensitivity towards God's beauty and glory. It means chasing after our own desires instead of the things of God. But thankfully, in his mercy, God has offered to change our hearts. God can change our hearts. The third warning I believe we should be aware of can be found in Hebrews 2, verse 1. Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. Now, I believe that the Amplified translation explains this verse further as it says, for this reason, that is, because of God's final revelation in his Son Jesus and because of Jesus' superiority to the angels, we must pay much closer attention than ever to the things that we have heard, so that we do not, in a way, drift away from truth. In essence, what the Bible is telling us here is that we should be careful not to drift away from the truth that is Jesus Christ. We should be careful not to slip away from the truth of the gospel. Because in this world, you will encounter people who give you their own watered-down version of the gospel. People who will preach a gospel that will require no repentance, no commitment, no denying of self, but instead a gospel that tickles the ears. It sounds good, makes you feel good, but has no power to transform you or challenge you. This is what we should be careful about. Let's not drift away from the truth of the gospel. The real gospel of Jesus Christ will challenge and convict you. It will lead to a change in your sinful habits and cause you to repent. And we should do just that, saints. We should repent and turn away from sin.
As people, we love entertainment that presents us with dangerous situations. We're excited to see the car chase between the policeman and the bad guy. We want to see the foot race between an officer and a criminal. we even want to see a formidable villain go up against our favorite superhero character. There is something about danger that excites people. Take a look at individuals who are involved in extreme sports. They know it's dangerous. They know it could take their life. But for the adrenaline rush, they still do it. Now, when you walk with God, there may well come a time when you will be in a dangerous situation. Just look at some of the great characters of the Bible. The Apostle Paul found himself in dangerous situations, and he tells us in 2 Corinthians that he was beaten with rods 3 times. He was once stoned. He was shipwrecked 3 times, and once he spent a whole night and a day adrift at sea. Daniel found himself in danger when he was thrown into the lion's den. David was in danger when he went up against Goliath. So you see, God will sometimes lead you into dangerous situations, all so that he can show you just how much he's in control. But I want to talk to you about the kind of danger that does not come as a result of God revealing himself to you. I want to talk to you about the type of danger that comes to try and destroy a believer. You see, there are countless dangers out there when it comes to protecting your walk with God. We know the enemy prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. It really is that serious. Now, mind you, just because I say dangers, that's no reason for you to be afraid. But rather,
trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
When you're aware of a potential hazard, you act accordingly, with care and due diligence. And so, the first dangerous area for a Christian to be found in is in this place that we call being comfortable. We love comfort. Whether you're Christian or not, whether you're a pastor or an atheist, whether you're a rock star or a janitor, we all love to be comfortable. It's natural. It's human. But the danger in being comfortable, or rather too comfortable, is that we get complacent so easily. So easily. In this world, in your everyday life, including in your career, being comfortable can very quickly lead you to be in the same box as being lazy. Because if there's no fire in your belly to work hard for something, if you're not focused and working towards something, this will lead to less success, less money, less skill, less recognition. But in your Christian walk, being comfortable leads to being lukewarm. We have to consciously choose to live with a fire in our hearts for the Lord and know that everything we do is about Jesus. Everything we do is for Jesus. We have to. We must make sure that everything we do is unto Jesus. Everything we do is to better our relationship with the Lord. It's to give Him glory and praise. Now, it won't always be comfortable to do this. There will be times where it means you have to sacrifice. There will be times when you will have to humble yourself. There will be times that you will have to serve. If you're in a comfortable place, you'll be unable to do any of this. But if you have that fire in your belly, that fire in your heart for God, then your attitude will be one that says, "Lord, wherever you lead me, I will follow." So remember, it's a dangerous thing to be too comfortable as a child of God. It's not to say you can't be comfortable, but rather, don't let your comfort mean that working for God, serving God, becomes an inconvenience. It should be a privilege to serve in the kingdom of God. Being too comfortable means that you see it as an inconvenience. Another area is to do with entertaining ungodly things and ungodly people. It's a dangerous thing to expose yourself to the ungodly, whether it's through friendship, thought, deed, however. It's dangerous. You open yourself up physically or in your mind or in your heart when you entertain things or people who don't fear the Lord. Don't get me wrong, there is nothing wrong with showing an unbeliever love. There's nothing wrong demonstrating the love of Christ to people who have fallen away from the faith. Jesus did it. However, there is a thin line between being a witness and being a partaker. Here's what the Bible says regarding this. Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers, for what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? That's 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14. Or how about 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33? Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. Or Psalm chapter 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. Do you see what I mean? There is a thin line between being a witness and being a partaker. You can love them, but don't entertain them. Jesus was able to witness to the ungodly and befriend them without falling into ungodliness himself. We, as human followers of Christ, actually face a danger when we entertain too much ungodliness. There's a sinful nature in our flesh, and if you entertain ungodly things, you will soon find them to have a strong appeal if you're not careful. You really do begin to act like the people you hang around most. You really do start to think similar to the minds around you if you allow them to infiltrate your heart by letting your guard down. There's a reason why the age-old saying stands today: if you lie down with dogs, you'll get fleas. This saying has stood the test of time because it's absolutely true. As a Christian, ungodly surroundings, worldly environments, and ungodly people, they can all influence you and sink your ship if you expose yourself too much. Strive to be immersed in the things of God. Be alert. Be constantly feeding yourself the Word of God so that you can be the influence when you find yourself around the ungodly things and people in this world. My third point of danger is pride. It's a dangerous thing to have pride in your heart. Pride is a deadly sin. It will absolutely take you out of the will of God and keep you there. God opposes the proud and gives grace to the humble. We're told to humble ourselves before the Lord so that He will lift us up in due time. It's in His timing that we excel. And that's for the best, because He knows what we need. He knows to wait until you're seasoned with wisdom. He knows to wait until you're seasoned with a bit more of a prayerful spirit. God knows to wait until you've faced certain hardships and developed stronger faith. In His timing, when He sees fit, He will bless you. People who get to high places without going through the dark and tough places first, they often lack empathy and understanding and humility toward others. God is wise, and He knows the journey you have to go through to prepare your heart for the high points of your life. Do not get caught up thinking too highly of yourself, because God will humble you. Proverbs 16 verse 18 says that pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. You are actually setting yourself up for God to bring you low if you find yourself up on your own pedestal. You are nothing apart from the God who created you, and He wants you to acknowledge that in your heart. You really have to make it a point to protect yourself against pride, because it creeps in and takes hold of you when you feel like you're doing great things on your own. Pride is easy to store up in your heart, so be vigilant. Ask the Lord to protect you from it, because this world can present you with countless reasons to be prideful. But at the end of the day, pride will kill your spiritual life, because it chokes out the need and desire for God in your life. So I encourage you to pray against this spirit. Be guarded against this spirit. The final point of danger I'd like to mention is being too busy for God. It's a dangerous thing to become so busy that you cannot accommodate the Lord into your schedule. People these days seem to think that being ridiculously busy is somehow the way to be. It makes some people feel important, but there is no merit to just being busy for the sake of being busy. There is also nothing to gain spiritually if you're working all the time with no regard for your spiritual life. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? This mindset is a distraction to the Christian's walk with God. There is real danger in becoming too busy for God. Work, family, friends, hobbies, relationships, whatever life may bring, there are a world of distractions waiting for you in every corner of your mind. There are even people who can't see that they're distracted because their busy work is actually religious work. It's sad but prevalent in Christians to get caught up in doing things for God while not spending any time with God. The personal relationship is actually being neglected, while outwardly it looks like you're thriving because of religious acts and work. I know of many Christians that do God's work but are actually starving for spiritual food in their personal lives. God wants us to serve for His purposes, of course. But don't let anything, not even religious work, be a distraction to your actual relationship with God. He wants your real heart, your whole heart, and He wants it sincerely. Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Do not be distracted by the things of this world, or even by good things that are not God Himself. Let your life's work overflow from a heart of spiritual fullness, where you walk with God, you talk with Him, you commune and fellowship with Him. I pray that each of these dangers are kept from your heart. I pray that you will be mindful of any areas in your life that will potentially derail your walk with Christ. And may the Holy Spirit guide you always, so that you can live your life abundantly in Jesus and with purpose.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.